I raised it on two issues. I raised it on mental health and I raised it on disabilities. On mental health, the budget was 30 million, which sounds a lot. But overall, of the budget of 27 billion to run the HSE, it's not even coming in at a quarter of a percent, which I was actually shocked, and that's what I was trying to explain to them. We know on the ground, you know, there's people waiting for help, and we know that that budget isn't strong enough to deal with the real problems that's out there.
And do you feel that the HSE think that that 30 million is sufficient to cover both Sligo and Leitrim with such a very serious situation?
Well, as I said, if you Google it, the HSE budget is 26 billion, and if you Google 30 million into 26 billion, it's not even a quarter of 1%, and that's shocking. And the reality that they're telling you that here, listen, you know, that they're praising the budget that they have, but obviously we've been at a health forum where they're saying that mental health issues is not covered enough, and the budget isn't strong enough. And when you break down the figures on the ground and what they're dealing with and trying to deal with issues in Sligo and Leitrim, it's obviously not enough.
And you, obviously being a local representative, I'm sure, presumably anyway, that you be in touch with various people who really do need supports, not just in Manor Hamilton, but right across North Leitrim and Sligo. Do they feel themselves, Councillor Gurran, that there's enough supports available locally for them?
Well, I honestly don't think there is. Listen, it's 5 years nearly since we went into COVID. And listen, there's still a lot of issues out there with people, you know, what the effects it has. The country has not been the same since we went into COVID. At the time, it raised a lot of concerns, a lot of issues with people as regards to mental health. Okay, a lot of people are, the one good side of COVID is a lot of people are getting out and they're walking and they're trying to look after mental health. But I don't think that the real help is out there on the ground when you have a budget of just 30 million to start with.